Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's their name. Chuck Edwards. Ah, there's no doubt about it. They don't make them the same anymore. I mean, when you went to see a musical 20 years ago, it was a musical. With tunes in it you could remember. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm talking about the movies. Yeah, they don't make them like they used to. And there don't seem to be the guys around the movie business these days to compare with the Goldwyns and the Louis Mayers. I read in the paper the other day that they auctioned off all the old props and costumes and what have you from one of the old movie lots. And it made me feel like something great had ended. Yeah. Mind you, I don't know if all the stories they tell about Sam Goldwyn is true or not. Whether he really once wanted to send for Shakespeare to rewrite Othello. Or the other one where he saw a sundial for the first time. And when the guy told him that was for telling the time by the sun, he said, "Yeah, what'll they think of next?" Now, you ain't got TV there in South Africa, they tells me. And maybe you ain't missing so much come to that. But the one good thing about TV is the old movies they shows on the Late Late Show. Yeah. Me and Red saw one the other night, and that was the start of the whole gabezus.
Gee, that was great, huh, Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was certainly the greatest when it comes to giving you a scare, huh?
Yeah.
There'll never be another Alfred Hopscotch.
Hitchcock.
Hitchwitz.
Hitchcock, Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah, he sure had the right way to put a scare into you.
You know, I bet it happens all the time, just like you did in the movie tonight.
Don't be stupid. That was a story is all.
That movie tonight was absolutely true.
Nah, come off it. You don't get them kind of people in real life.
Listen, I've been to some pretty creepy motels in my time. It happens all the time. People getting bumped off.
Yeah, well, that may be. But you don't get guys dressing up as their own mother and bumping people off.
Yeah, why did this Anthony Pumpkin dress up as his own mother?
Pikins, Anthony Pikins. Because he was a psycho case. That's why they called the movie Psycho.
I mean, I heard of people being turned into a pumpkin by the fairy godmother, but that's the first time I've seen a pumpkin turn into his own mother.
Red baby. The name was Pikins, Anthony Pikins. Now, come on, let's hit the hay. It's pretty late already.
Yeah, okay. I wonder how many people are being bumped off right this minute in creepy motels.
Yeah, well, we hit the sack, and it seemed like I just closed my eyes when it was time to get up again. Yeah. Red Baby was as fresh as a daisy. And when I left him to pick up Myrtle, he was having his fifth peanut butter jam and pickle sandwich. His routine breakfast, by the way. My broad Myrtle wasn't too happy that morning, on account of she was just about coming down with the flu.
They goes to the moon and back, they transplants hearts, they invents atomic bombs, they flies faster than sound, but ask him to cure a cold, no dice.
Not feeling so good, huh?
I feel terrible, and I don't get it. It used to be just a cold, not anymore. These days it's Asiatic flu, Hong Kong flu, even the germs is traveling on credit cards these days.
It don't last long. You'll feel better in a couple of days. Hey, you see the Late Late Show on TV last night?
I did not. I was in bed by 8:30.
They showed Psycho again. That great Hitchcock movie, remember?
I never saw it.
Sure you did. We saw it together.
Not me.
Myrtle, I distinctly remember you and me seeing it together.
Wasn't me. Who was this out abroad you took?
Yeah, what out abroad? You and me went together, remember? It was the movie about this creepy motel and Anthony Poikins kills Janet Lee and dresses up as his own mother first.
Sounds a pretty stupid story to me. Anyways, I never saw it.
Well, maybe you don't remember, but you saw it. I remember I've seen it together.
It ain't I don't remember. I didn't see it.
You did, so help me.
So who was this out abroad I'd like to know?
What out abroad?
The one you took to the movies when you saw Psycho.
I did not take any out abroad to the movies.
Well, that's a sure sign I caught you out when you shout.
You did not catch me out. We went together.
Yeah, you did, but who was the other half of the way.
It was you.
Listen, Casanova, if I'd seen a movie with a stupid story like that, I'd remember, wouldn't I? I remember some little part of it. Well, I don't remember a thing, not a sausage, so I didn't go. So if you went, you must have gone with somebody else, not me, so stop the cab.
Stop the cab? In the middle of this traffic, are you nuts or something?
That's right, just like a man. Wait till I'm sick, then insult me. Stop the cab.
I ain't stopping no cab.
And I ain't driving in the same cab with no sex maniac who takes so many broads to the movies he don't remember which one he took.
Oh, boy. How's about that? You can't win with a woman when it comes to an argument, can you? I figured out they don't argue with their brains. No, sir. They sort of switches off their heads when it comes to that kind of thing. They functions on a different fuel system to men. Anyways, I didn't stop the cab. But when I drops Myrtle at the office, boy, is the atmosphere in that jalopy thick. Thick! It must have done her cold good because no joint could have lived in that atmosphere. She didn't say another word all the drive. She don't answer me. She slams the cab door so hard that when she gets out, I thought she'd start an avalanche in the heart of Brooklyn. Yeah, anyways, why argue? I tools down to the rank. There is Kowalski, sitting in his cab with the latest issue of Two Romancing Pictures.
Hi, Chuck.
Oh, boy.
Great day, huh?
Oh, yeah, just great.
I told you that movie was true.
Now, don't you start in about that movie. I has had enough about that movie.
Now, look at this. It's proof. See?
What?
I was a teenage vampire, True Romancing Pictures.
Ah, that stuff ain't true.
Please, Chuck, they calls it True Romancing Pictures. They wouldn't be allowed to do that if it wasn't true, would they?
Okay, already, so it's true.
I mean, like they not only tells you the story, they shows you the pictures.
They showed you pictures last night?
Exactly. And that proves that movie was true. Psycho was true.
All right, already.
And just to prove my point, look at this.
I ain't in the mood to look. You tell me.
Okay. Now, there's a picture of this guy, and he confesses that he was a teenage vampire. Look at them teeth. And he used to pretend to run this creepy motel just so he could have people to suck blood from.
Ah, can't you find nothing else to talk about first thing in the morning? Suck their blood.
Okay, don't say I didn't warn you. That's why they brings out these books, to warn people, to fight ignominy.
Ignorance.
That's bliss.
That's right.
Well, that ain't what I mean. So ever heard of people bringing out books to fight bliss?
I got the feeling it's gonna be one of them days. And it was. I mean, with a start like that, what chances have they got? My broad didn't even speak to me on the radio phone. No, she relays all the messages through Kowalski yet. How's about that? Listen, Red.
Yeah?
How could a teenage guy own a motel in the first place?
It was left to him by his mother, just like the movie.
Okay. Forget I ever asked.
Calling Cap 21, calling Cap 21, come in, Red.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah. And what the heck's with you this morning?
So for all you knows, I may be a vampire.
Oh, one of them days, is it? Okay, Dracula, you got Chuck there in the cab with you.
Yeah, he's here. I'll put him on.
Never mind. I don't want to speak to that wime.
Oh, lovely baby I picked for my fiancée.
Red, just tell Chuck I got a fare for him, will you?
He's sitting right next to me.
Make a change for him.
What do you mean?
Tell Edwards, I means. It must make a change having you sitting next to him and not some cheap broad in a movie house.
Myrtle said it must make a change having me sitting next to you.
I heard. It was you I saw the movie with, Myrtle, you.
What was that crackle I heard, Red?
Chuck says it was you he saw the movie with, Myrtle, you.
Tell him I ain't got time to listen to his lies. I got a fear for him.
Michael said she ain't got time to listen.
I hide. Where's the fare? Michael, where's the fare?
Red?
Yeah?
Tell Edwards. He has to get over to the Blue Blossom Motel right away. It's about 10 miles out of town south. Guy there called Williams. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Red. Will you tell him, please?
Yeah, okay, Michael. I'll tell him.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Michael! She switched off.
Yeah. She asked me to tell you to get over to the...
I heard already!
You don't have to shout, Chuck. I was just doing what Myrtle asked me to do.
Oh, you're as bad as she is. Tell Edwards.
Chuck?
Yeah?
Maybe I better come with you, you know.
What for Pete's sake? To see I don't go to the movies with some strange broad?
If that's what you want to do, you go ahead.
I don't
want
to do that.
I think it's a pretty dirty trick.
Right. Get this through your three-inch skull. I does not want to go to the movies with no strange broad.
Oh, so why'd you say you did?
Let's just change the subject, shall we? I better go pick up this fare.
Yeah, well, I think maybe I should come with you.
What for?
You don't want to take no chances.
What chances?
You know, Chuck, sometimes I worries about you.
Oh, yeah?
You don't seem to be aware of what is going on all around you.
Like what, for instance?
I've been telling you all morning you're sticking your neck into a hornet's nest of vampires on an empty stomach.
Huh?
The Blue Blossom Motel. Vampires. True romantic pictures. I was a teenage pumpkin dressed as his mother. Don't go on your own, Chuck.
You want to come with me?
I think I should.
What for? So they can have a free sample of your blood, too?
Chuck, don't joke already.
Listen, if you wants to waste time and money, come along. It don't make no never mind to me.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Ah, chicken, huh?
I am not chicken. But why go looking for trouble? You want my advice?
Nope.
Don't go. Tell Moigley you can't go. Tell her to tell this pumpkin guy to phone another cab company.
Now listen, Jake. This is a straightforward call to go to a motel. If I was to listen to half your rubbish, I'd be in a funny farm by now.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
I won't.
Chuck?
Yeah?
One thing.
What?
If you don't come back, can I stick your pinup of Rachel Welsh over my bed?
Yeah, yeah, Rachel, yeah. Well, I goes over to my cab and starts up. I ain't never noticed no Blue Blossom Motel before, but I hitch the road south and I watches the clock for the 10 miles mark. Just past it, I sees the joint. Boy, did I see joint. Ha ha, there wasn't no joint. That was a dump. There was a big shiny neon lettering that said, Cansies. Took me a few seconds to wake out that the VA wasn't lighting up. And I wants to tell you guys and broads, I wasn't surprised there was vacancies. For my money, they would have to pay me to stay there. Anyways, I drives in the driveway and up to the cabin that says, Fiss. It was the O that wasn't working there. And I sits in the cab and hoots. Nothing happens. I hoots again. Come on, Williams, whoever you are. I ain't gonna sit here all day. Does he expect me to go in there and fetch him? Yeah. This place looks kind of familiar, come to think of it. Ain't never been here before, that's for sure. Funny. Cab for Mr. Williams. Yeah, it does look kind of familiar. Looks just like... Ah, no, it can't be. But it does. Yeah. It looks just like that motel in that movie last night. It looks like straight out of Psycho. Guys and dolls, I kid you not. Just like Hitchcock dreamed it up for his movie. Well, I told myself not to be stupid. But I didn't convince myself. It really did look like that creepy motel. Any minute I expected Anthony Perkins to pop his head round that office door. Meanwhile, Kowalski down on the rank has picked up a fare. Yeah, well, I should say, a fare had picked him up. Yeah.
And where would you like...
Follow that car.
Huh?
I'm a police officer. Here's my badge. Follow that car.
Oh, okay.
Where you going?
You told me to follow the car.
I meant in your cab, stupid.
Oh.
Now, hurry it up or you'll lose it. You turn left to the light up ahead.
Okay. Which one?
The blue convertible. Don't get too close. I just want to know where he's headed.
Okay. Who you following?
Police business.
Yeah, but you're using my cab.
Well, with any luck, he'll lead us to the mad killer.
Yeah? Gee! What mad killer?
Watch where you're driving.
You didn't answer me. What mad killer?
Don't you follow the papers.
What's I follow the papers?
Well, you must have read about him. He's done 6 killings in the last 3 months. He's a psycho, okay?
Yeah?
Yeah, always bumps up people in the shower and then takes a shower right after himself. Ain't you never heard nothing about him?
No.
So what paper do you take?
True romantic pictures. What else?
¶¶
vital?
Where are you?
I'm following the blue convertible.
What kind of an answer is that? I got a fare for you.
I ain't got that time for no fare. I'm following this blue convertible.
Listen, don't play games.
This ain't no game, Myrtle. I got a cop in the back seat. This is a police business.
Oh, stop kidding around.
He ain't kidding around, lady. This is Lieutenant Bartley, homicide, 26th precinct. This driver's under my orders.
Oh?
See?
Listen, Red. You see Chuck?
No, you sent him to this Blue Blossom Motel.
Yeah, he knows where I sent him. He didn't get there.
No?
No. This Mr. Williams is just bound again. I was going to send you. Anyways, never mind. I'll send another driver.
Okay, bye. Gee, that's funny.
Keep that car in view. Looks like he's turning off onto the freeway.
Yeah, he is. Headed south.
Now, guys and dolls, I'll bet you is all wondering what's happened to me, ain't you? Well, I'll tell you. I waits in the cab outside this office. Nobody shows. So finally I figures I better go inside and see where he is. You know, this Williams guy. I gets out of the cab. I walks across to the office. The door is standing halfway open. So I opens it full. And I goes inside.
Hello? Mr. Williams? Mr. Williams?
No, Mr. Williams here.
Ah! Gee, you have to do that? Creep up behind me? You gave me a shock.
Sorry. No, Mr. Williams.
Well, what kind of runaround is this? There was a guy phoned from here saying he wanted a cab. This guy was called Williams.
Some mistake. No, Mr. Williams here. In fact, there's nobody here. Nobody at all. Only me.
And who are you?
I run the place.
Can't do much business if there's nobody here but you.
Oh, people come. They don't stay long, though.
Can't say I blame them. Now, this is the Blue Blossom Motel, ain't it?
Ah, that's your mistake, you see.
Huh?
Yeah, you passed the Blue Blossom about 2 miles towards town.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's set back from the road a little ways. Easy to miss.
So what is this place?
This is the Blackberry.
Well, I better be going. This Williams guy will be waiting.
Oh, don't rush. Huh? Would you care for a shower?
How far do I have to follow this guy?
Florida, if necessary.
Oh, great.
Relax. We're only 8 miles out of town.
Listen, do I get paid for this?
Sure, State of New York will pay you.
Hey, there's that place Chuck was supposed to go. See?
Huh?
Back a little way from the road, the Blue Blossom. His cab ain't there. Funny. Listen, okay if I tell our dispatcher?
Yeah, sure. Only keep your eyes on the road, huh?
Okay. Hello, Myrtle. Red calling. Come in, Myrtle.
Yeah, Red.
I just passed his Blue Blossom place. No sign of Chuck's cab there.
Yeah. He's probably in a movie house with some broad. I don't know why I bothers with that wine.
Well, I wouldn't think.
That's right, you wouldn't.
Looks like he's turning in there, huh? Another motel.
Yeah, that figures. Picking up the broad.
Look, we ain't talking about Chuck Myrtle. We'll be talking about this blue convertible we're following.
Don't try and cover up.
Oh, boy.
Slow down. We know where he's headed. Don't let him see us.
Okay. Hey, look.
Shh, don't shout.
See, look. What? There's a cab parked there. See where? The number on the side there, number 13? That's my buddy's cab, Chuck's.
Where?
Parked outside this other motel.
Huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to do this narration. You see...
Get on with it. You're ruining the suspense.
Oh, quicker?
Yeah, urgent, you know.
Okay. Well, me and this cop gets out of my cab and goes into this motel. You see, I sees the sign Blackberry, and it is just like I seen the movie last night. Creepy. How am I doing, Chuck?
Get on with the story.
Okay, well... We get to Chuck's cab, and it is empty. The blue convertible is parked up ahead. Then we... What do I say next?
Boy, can you ruin a narration?
It ain't easy. Can I just say we got to the office door?
Say anything, but hurry up. The music's running out.
Okay. We crept to the office door, me and this cop see, and we pushes it open. Nobody here.
I just hope your buddy's okay.
What about that blue convertible?
What are you whispering for?
Sorry, I didn't know.
Don't worry, we can pick him up anytime. The other guy I once...
The mad killer?
Yeah.
What's his name, by the way?
Funny name. Must have changed it. Never heard that name before.
What name?
Pumpkin. Some help he's gonna be. He fainted.
Now, listen, Mr.
Pumpkin, Jeffrey Pumpkin.
I don't believe it.
Something wrong with the name?
No, I just never heard it before.
I chose it myself. Now, come on, get your clothes off and enter the shower.
But I don't want to take a shower.
That isn't the point, Mr. Edwards. You are going to take a shower. The only question is whether you take it with your clothes on or off.
Yeah, but why? Look, mister, do me a favor. Don't point that gun. It might go off.
Yeah. Yeah, it might. That'd be a pity. Ruin my record.
Oh. You never killed anybody before.
You will be the seventh.
The seventh?
Yeah, but I've never killed anybody with a gun. That's how it'd ruin my record.
How do you kill people?
With an axe.
Why the shower?
So much cleaner, don't you think? An axe can be very messy.
Yeah, very. Now, look, Mr. Pumpernickel, I'm sorry. I have to go now.
Pumpkin, and off with your clothes and into the shower.
No.
Then I'll have to pull the trigger.
No, please. He got me.
Nice shooting, Lieutenant. You saved my buddy.
Saved me, but I thought...
He didn't get a chance to shoot. The lieutenant shot him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now what?
It's all right, officer. He fainted.
And he was right. I certainly did faint. But can you honestly say you blames me? I mean, how would you like it if some nut was trying to get you in the shower so he could chop you up for the winter? Oh, no. Well, I thanks the cop. Like on my knees, I thanks the cop. Then me and Red gets back to town, leaving him to find the guy in the blue convertible. We is back on the rank before I stop shaking long enough to fill Myrtle in on what happened. Hello, Myrtle. This is Chuck. Hello, honey.
Are you there, Red?
Yeah.
What does Edwards want with me?
Now listen, Myrtle. Will you cut out this Edwards lark? This is no time to carry on a stupid argument. You know what? I just escaped with my life, is all.
Yeah.
Now listen, honey. Listen carefully. You see, I got to the wrong motel. I got the Blackberry instead of the Blue Blossom. And there was this guy there calling himself Pumpkin. And he wanted to take off my clothes and take a shower so he could knock me off with an axe in the shower. And Red and this cop showed up just in time. And this cop shot this guy Pumpkin just before he had time to shoot me. You know what? I was nearly dead.
Is that so?
Oh, boy, of course that is so.
Now, listen, Edwards. If you want to go to strange motels to pick up strange broads to take to the movies, you go right ahead. But don't expect me to believe a stupid story like that one.
How about that, guys and dolls? Ain't that just like a dame? She wouldn't believe me. Me, I escaped within an inch of my life, and she don't believe it. Only when Kowalski explains to her that she start to have a thought that I might be telling the truth, on account of he is too stupid to lie. Yeah. Then she sees the newspapers that evening with the whole thing on page one. So she has to believe me.
Well, maybe it is true.
What are you talking about, maybe? You saw the papers, didn't you?
Yeah.
So...
Who did you take with you to see Psycho?
Is we back on that? Look, I took you.
You know, Chuck, I enjoyed that movie more the second time than I enjoyed it the first time.
You saw that movie before?
Yeah, with you. Don't you remember?
I saw that movie with Michael years ago.
Yeah, I was with you, remember?
No.
No.
I'll tell you what happened.
used to, was going to the movies without me. And I went along and bought a ticket behind you, and Myrtle left after Newsreel because I was eating popcorn in the rear all the time, she said. And then I sat with you, and we saw the movie.
Oh, boy. It shows you, don't it? Don't ever argue with a woman because you can't ever win. That's about it for this week, guys and dolls. Drive carefully. Oh, say, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.